Is it on?
Okay. Yeah, it's on now. Torreway, Northwest London, fourth day of Chol HaMoed Pesach, Rav Shlomi Yitzchok Bixenspanner, celebrating the second days of Pesach. In regards to Pesach, we find in the Torah in Parshas Bo, Uvayoyim harishon mikra kodesh, Uvayoyim hashvi mikra kodesh yelochem. That we find that there's the first day and there's the seventh day. The question is, if the reason of celebrating the seventh day is the same as the reason for celebrating the first day, or if there's a separate reason for celebrating the seventh day. When one looks in Rashi, in Parshas B'Shalach, Rashi says, the whole cheshvan of why it took all these days until they came to the Yam. So Rashi says, Vayugad l'melech Mitzrayim kivorach ha'om, that Paroi found out that Klal Yisrael are not planning to come back. So Rashi says, Ikuturin Shalachimohem, Paroi sent soldiers or messengers together with the Eden. The Kimashe Igiu, the Shloshis Yomim Shekabu Leilech, when it came the 3 days that the Eden was supposed to go for and then come back, Vero Sheinu Choizrin, Bo Vegidu Le Paroi Bayoim Harvi, they came back to Paroi 1 day, it took them to come back. Uvachamishi Uvashishi Rotfu Achreim, the 5th and the 6th day, they ran after them. The Leil Shvi Yardu Layom, the Shachrus Amru Shira, the Hu Yom Shvi Shal Pesach, Lekach, says Rashi, Anu Koirin Hashira B'Yom Hashvi. That the reason why we read the Shira as part of Akriyas HaTorah on Shvi Shal Pesach, so Rashi says, is because of the Nes of Kriyas Yamsuf. So from Rashi it would seem there's a separate reason why we celebrate Shvi Shel Pesach. In other words, the first day of Pesach is obviously because of the Yetziah of Mitzrayim, Ki Bayoyim Hazeh Yotzoso, and the seventh day is because of the Nes of Kriyas Yamsuf. So the question therefore arises, why is it not a regel b'fnei atzmoi, just like by Sukkos? In other words, by Sukkos the Torah says Bayoyim Arishin and Bayoyim Hashmini. Now, Bayoyim Hashmini, it's part of Sukkos, but it's a regel b'fnei atzmoi. It's atzeres, like Chazal tell us, ikfu ima odiyom echot, fine. But the question is, on Pesach, it seems that it's somewhere in the middle. Mitzad echot, we have a separate reason why we celebrate the second days of Pesach. But on the other hand, we don't find that it should be a regel b'fnei atzmoi. So the Mefarshim explain that it is both. In other words, there is a separate reason. However, it's a hemshech of the first days, as we will explain. Now, there are two major explanations. We'll start with the first one. And in order to understand this explanation, we will be magdem a kasha that all the mefarshim ask. In Parshas Bo, we find that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, before they were leaving Mitzrayim, right before, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, "Daber no ba'oznei ha'om, v'yishalu ish me'esr eyu v'isho me'esr uso, kli chesev u'chli zohav." This was mamash at the very, very end, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when Paroi already threw Moshe Rabbeinu out, and it was already after Makas Choshech, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, "Oid nega echad ovi al Paroi, and achrei chen yishalach eschem izeh," which was Makas Bechoyres, and then he told them, Daber no ba'oznei ha'om, that they should be yish'alu. So Rashi says, what's Daber no? So Rashi brings the Gemara in Masechtas Brochas, Ein no el loshem bakosha, but bakosha mimcha, I beg of you, go and implore on the Eden that they should do this v'yish'alu. Why? Shelo yoymar oysoi tzadik, that Avraham Avinu shouldn't say, va'avodum v'inu oysom, kiyam bohem, va'achrechen yeitzu b'chishgodo, lo'i kiyam bohem, and therefore, I beg of you that they should be the Yishalu in order that they should be Mekayim, the Inyan of Achrichan Yetzu B'Chishgod. So all the Mefarshim ask, what's going on here? Is this the only reason why they have to do the Yishalu? That Shlo Yoymar Oyse Tzadik? If HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, V'Achrichan Yetzu B'Chishgodol, then he should be Mekayim V'Achrichan Yetzu. It's not because Shlo Yoymar Oyse Tzadik. So the Mefarshim say that there's a very interesting toast that people make. But derech klal, one would think, what was the purpose of the makas? So pashtus, people learn that the purpose of the makas was to punish Paroi. That Paroi, he did whatever he did, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that v'gamas hagoi ashe avoidu don anoichi, and therefore the makas came as a punishment. The Vilna Gaon says that that's not the case. The Vilna Gaon explains that we find in the Haggadah, we say it, that by the Makas the Torah says, Etzba, Etzba Elohim hi. And by the Yam, it says, Vayari Yisrael, Es Hayod HaGadoylo. And that's the Cheshbon of why, Minayin Shekol Makas U'Makas, as we say in the Haggadah. Says the Gaon, why are the Makas an Etzba? And why is the Yam, the Kriyas Yamsuf, Hayod? So he says, when someone gives a warning, how do you give a warning? With a finger. You warn with a finger. And when one punishes, when you give a patch, it's with a hand. So he says that the Makas were not B'Torah's punishment. The Makas were there B'Torah's warning to Paroi. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Marech Av, is a Erech HaPayim, even with Rishoyim. And as we see that in the first five Makas it says, Vayechazik L'Yechzak L'Yech Paroi, and only afterwards it says, Vayechazik Hashem. In other words, even a Rosh like Paroi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him many, many chances that he should do tshuva. So by the first 10 Makas, says the Vilna Gaon, they were but a warning. HaKadosh Baruch Hu warned him with the Makas. After he didn't heed, because we see that even after he left them, led them out, that he still ran after them, and Paroi decided to run after them, that is when they got their punishment, and the Yamsuf, the Kriyas Yamsuf, which the Tibu Be Yamsuf, this was part of the punishment. So says the Vilna Gaon, that the Shlo Yoymar Oyse Tzadik means that people might have a misconception. People might think that the Makas were there B'Torah's Oynish. And if the Makas are there B'Torah's Oynish, it says that V'gamas Hagoya She'avoidu Don Onoichi V'achrichen Yeitzu B'Rchush Godel. So in Be'emes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mekayim it, because after the Yam Suf, which was, that was the Don, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them the Bizas Hayam, which Bizas Hayam was much greater than Bizas Mitzrayim, as the Medrash says. That the Bizas Hayam was many more times than Bizas Mitzrayim. However, in order that people shouldn't think that look what happened here, the Mitzrayim were already punished and the Eden didn't get anything, so for that he gave them Bizas Mitzrayim. That's how the Gaon explains the Inyan of Shlo Yoymar Oyse Tzadik, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Be'emes was Mekayim, the Va'achrichein, after the Don Anoichi, which was after Kriyas Yamsuf. But people that wouldn't know that the Makas are not a punishment, because they didn't know what's still coming, so for them, in order to appease those people, the Shelo Yoymar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you know what, take something now, this way you'll have something already now, even though this is not yet the time of the Va'achrichein Yetzu, which has to happen after the Don Anoichi. So now, according to this, we can understand what is the inyan of the Kriyas Yamsuf and what is the inyan of the Makas. So the Makas were there b'Torah's Hasra, b'Torah's a warning, and the Kriyas Yamsuf was there b'Torah's Oynish. So therefore, even though there's a separate reason taka to celebrate, as Rashi says, that the reason why we read the Kriya of Shir, the Shir Hayam, is because Shvi Shal Pesach was a Hemshech. It was a continuation of the Yetziah, because this was when HaKadosh Baruch Hu culminated. This was the culmination of the dealing with Paroi. However, it's still one part, because it's part of the Oynish comes on the Hasra. So the Hasra happened, the end of the Hasra happened by Makas Bechoris, which happened on the first days of Pesach. And in the end, by Kriyat Yamsuf, this was the inyan of the Oynish which happened to them. Now, we find a very interesting thing in the Mefarshim, Benoigeya, the Etzem Oynish of the inyan of Kriyat Yamsuf. Because the Chazal tell us that when it came to the Yam, the Malachim Bikshu Malachi Ashores Loimar Shira. The Malachim wanted to say Shira. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Masa Yodei Tovim Bayam, Ba'atem Oimrim Shira. Now is not the time to say Shira. And this is one of the reasons that the Poskim bring down, in the Tur, brings down why on the second days of Yom Tov we don't say the full Hallel. Because we don't want to be over on the Indian of Masa Yodei Tovim Bayam, Ba'atem Oimrim Shira. So since we don't say it on the second days of Yom Tov, we're not going to have Chalamoid being more than Yom Tov. So therefore, the first days we say the whole Hallel. But on the second days, and Chalamoid included, we don't say the full Hallel. There's a very interesting chat on the Indian of Masa Yodei Tovim Bayam, Ba'atem Oimrim Shira. Poshet we learn chat that the Masa Yodei Tovim Bayam goes on the Mitzrayim. That the Mitzrayim, because they're Tovim Bayam, therefore, we cannot say Shir. The Malachim weren't allowed to say Shir. There's a very nice vort from the Rav Shmelk of Nikolsburg who says as follows. And he brings an interesting inyan. We find in when we say on Seder night, we say all the things that happened, Vayibachti Alayla, all the things that happened on Pesach night over the history of Klal Yisrael. So one of the things that we say there is the story with Sancheriv. Sancheriv Melech Ashur, as the Pasuk says, Oid Hayoim Benoiv, which is the Haftorah that we're going to say on the second days, Oid Hayoim Benoiv, which Chazal tell us that Sancheriv found out, Benavua, he got a message that if he reaches Yerushalayim before Pesach, in other words, on Erev Pesach, he'll be Matzliach to conquer Yerushalayim. So he quickly mobilized his soldiers, and they were rushing towards Yerushalayim. And as he was reaching Yerushalayim from on top, from the mountain, and he oversaw Yerushalayim, he said, this is what we're talking about, such a small little city. He said, if each one of my soldiers would take one rock and throw it into the city, the whole city would be flooded with rocks, and everyone would be buried under the rocks. So he relaxed. And he decided not to do anything that day, and he waited for the next day. That night, which is Pesach night, they were all camped outside of Yerushalayim, ready to make the siege the next day. And Lamaisa, that night, Chazal tell us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu opened the ears of his soldiers, and they heard the Malachim saying Shira, and they all died. And that's one of the things that we say that happened on Pesach night, a big mess that happened. So, the Rebbe Shmelke explains that this was what the Malachim said, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Kaviyachol doing the Indian of Kriyas Yamsuf, and this is the way he was punishing the Mitzrayim. So they said, Bikshu Malachi Asharis Loimar Shira. They wanted to say Shira the same way that why have to go through the whole trouble with the Kriyas Yamsuf? Let them hear, let all the Mitzrayim hear how they say Shira, and they'll die. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Ma'aseh Yodai Tovim Bayam, which means the Yiddish Yinglich that the Mitzrayim threw into the Yam, we have to punish them Midah Keneged Midah. Va'atem Oimrim Shira, you want to say Shira, this is the way you want them to die? They deserve to die Midah Keneged Midah, which is the Indian of Ma'aseh Yodai Tovim Bayam, which is the Jewish boys. So again, with what we explained, that the Indian of Kriyas Yamsuf, the Indian of bringing the Yam under the Mitzrayim, this was the punishment. This was the Etzem, the Indian of the Don Anoichi. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the way he is manish, is B'derech Midah Keneged Midah. And this is why we taka have the Indian of Shvi'i Shel Pesach. But on the other hand, as we said, it's basically an extension of the first days, and therefore it's not a regular B'fnei Atzmoy, but it is a separate reason to celebrate, as we explain. Another pshat that we can say and explain why the inyan of Shvi'i Shel Pesach Be'etzem is an extension of the first days, but it has a separate reason. And in order to understand the second pshat, we have to be magdim a very interesting kasha that the Rishonim ask in Parshas V'Shalach, which is the Kriya of tomorrow, where we find the chaos that broke out when Klal Yisrael were approaching the Yam, and Vayisaneim, they saw Bnei Mitzrayim Nosei Achareim, that Paro is running after them, and as Rashi says, that they saw themselves surrounded with the Yam in front of them, and the Mitzrayim behind them, the desert on each side of them, and they were totally lost. And we see in the Torah that the pasuk says, "Va'yisuv ne'esor tzaynayim, v'nei Mitzrayim ne'esay achareim, v'yiru ma'oid, v'yitzaku v'nei Yisrael el Hashem, v'yoyimru el Moshe, mibli en kibarim en Mitzrayim, l'kachton olom uzba midbar, ma'azoy salsiso, lonu lo yitzionu me Mitzrayim." And they went on and on. It was a terrible situation. So the Ramban asks, how could you have the same people, v'yitzaku v'nei Yisrael el Hashem, which means Pashas, they were davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then in the next pasuk, you have people talking all kinds of narishkeit, amebli and kevarim and mitzrayim. So the Ramban says, something is wrong here. So the Ramban says, we're not talking here about the same people. There were different groups. The Erev Rav said, amebli and kevarim and mitzrayim, and they were complaining and making a big fuss. And the Yidin, the Maminim, vayitzaku b'nei Yisrael el Hashem. That's how the Ramban learns. But some of Farshim explain that be'etzem, this is not a stira. Because there is a very interesting inyan that we find, Chazal tell us that Chavakuk, bo Chavakuk ve'hemidon al achas, v'tzadik ve'emunosa yichya. What does v'tzadik ve'emunosa yichya mean? V'tzadik ve'emunosa yichya means that avada, everyone knows where to find the inyan of emun and betochen in the Svarim Shank. You go to the Svarim Shank, you take out the Chovis Halvavos, you take out the Chazanish, Amun HaBetochen. There are many good Svarim that you can learn in regards to the Inyan of Amun HaBetochen. However, when a person has to take that Amun HaBetochen and apply it to our daily lives, to Lamaisa, that's a different parsha. To that, all the Svarim that you learn are not going to help. It's a different limud, it's a different type of Inyan when you have to take it and apply it to actually. And there are many stories that they say about, that there's a famous story that they say about a certain person that his Rav invited him, that he wants to learn with him in Yonim of Amun and Betochen. Fine, if the Rav wants to learn with him, why not? So he went, and they were learning, the Chovas Halvavas, and the Rav started telling him, he was a big gevir, a big osher, he had many, many holdings all over the world, he had boats all over. And the Rav told him, when they were learning the first day, he said, what would you do if you would hear that one of your big boats that's full of schoire sank? So he says, I would take it, ba'ahav, I would be mekabel it, no problem, especially after what we learned now. Fine. The next day, the Rav said, come, let's learn again. And they were learning weiter, and after they finished learning, the Rav asked him, what would you do if you would hear that not only one boat sank, but two of your boats sank? He said, I would mekabel it be'ahava. And this way, again, another day, after 7 days of learning, the Rav asked him, what would you do if you would hear that every one of your boats sank, that your mamash, your nisha be'erim be'chayis ha'koil? He said, I would be mekabel it be'ahava, especially with all this learning that we were learning emunah betochen. So the Rav told him, I hate to break it to you, but all your boats taka sank. And he collapsed. He chalished. When he came to, the Rav asked him, and he said, I don't understand. All this this learning that I wanted to learn with you is because I wanted to prepare you to the news that I had to share with you. Why is it that while we were learning it, you were so strong and so strong in your emunah, and now all of a sudden when I told you that it actually happened, you collapsed? So he said, because there's a big difference of when you're learning it and when you talk, you have to be mekayim it. It's two different sugyas. So this is what Chazal tell us. V'tzadik b'munosoi yichya. In other words, it's not v'tzadik b'munosoi yilmoid, v'tzadik b'munosoi yischazek, v'tzadik b'munosoi yechadosh chedushim. You could be mechadosh chedushim, write a whole sefer on Inyan of Emunah b'Tochen. But v'tzadik b'munosoi yichya, that is the biggest nesoyin. So basically, here was the first time When Klal Yisrael, they went through the 10 Markus, and they saw the Gevaldige Yad Hashem, and it's impossible not to be in a spoil from all the things that they saw, Etzbe Elohim, all these things they saw, everything was Gevaldig. But this was the first opportunity that they had, that Vayisu Einayim, Vayine Mitzrayim, Noisei Achareim, Vayiru Ma'oid. This was a matzav that they never had. And this is what the Inyan of Kriyas Yamsuf taught them. The Inyan of Kriyas Yamsuf taught them that not only are we going to learn about Emunah, and not only are we going to be Mechadosh Chidushim and so on about Emunah and Betochen, like we saw by the first 10 Makas, which was a Gewaldige lesson in Emunah and Betochen, and that is the reason why, as the Ramban explains in the end of Parshas Bo, why we have so many mitzvahs that surround the Inyan of Yetzias Mitzrayim, because Yetzias Mitzrayim is always our reference point where we always go back to. If we ever need Chizuk in the Inyan of Emunah and Betochen, we always go back to Yetzias Mitzrayim. That is our reference point. However, this was all in theory. But this was the first time where they're out in the field, so to speak. And now, they have a situation where it's Mitzrayim, Noisei Achareyem, and the Yam is in front of them, and they are totally lost. What do we do now? So this is what happened, that even though by Yitzhaku b'nei Yisrael al Hashem, the Taka were mispavel, but they were so lost that they started saying these things, Amibli and Kevarim, because they never yet had the lesson of the Tzadik b'munosa yichya. So Moshe Rabbeinu told them, Al Tiro, that even in this situation, because this is exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to teach you, and He's teaching it to you Bahadraga. First you learn the Etzem Limud of Emunah B'Tochen with the 10 Makas, which is a Gavaldiga lesson. But now that you graduated that part, you are ready for the next step, which is the Inyan of Tzadik B'Munosa Yichya, how to actually take all these Limudim and apply it to daily life. And this is what Moshe Rabbeinu told them, even in this situation, Al Tiro, Hisyatzvu Ru'as Yeshuas Hashem, Asher Yaseh Lachem Hayoim, and Hashem Yilochem Lachem, Va'atem Tacharishon. So basically, this is what happened. Now, there's another inyan here, which the Mefarshim explain as follows. We find in the Choyves Halvovos, when he speaks about the inyan of Emunah and Betochen, that there's an inyan about hishtadlus, which means that b'derech klal, in order for a person to be able to actualize and to have the inyan of a betochen, you have to do your hishtadlus. A person can't say, I have a mun in betochen and I'm not doing anything. No, a person has to do his hishtadlus. And the question is always, what's hishtadlus? You know, some people think hishtadlus is, you have to work 12 hours a day. No, hishtadlus is, you work the regular work hours, and so on. But there's an inyan of ishtadlus. Now, pashtus from the Choyves Halvavos is mashma, that if a person doesn't do ishtadlus, then basically he's barking up the wrong tree, as they say, because that's not the way things work. The question is, what happens if a person is in a situation where he cannot make any ishtadlus? He can't make any ishtadlus. So this was a big chiddush to Klal Yisrael, because this was a case where they found themselves in a situation where al piderech hateva there was no ishtadlus to make, because they were totally surrounded. We know about the fact that a yam can split, but they didn't know about it. So for them, to jump into the sea wasn't an option. Jumping into the sea was suicide. So basically, they found themselves in a matzav of not being able to do ishtadlus. So that's why they were so lost. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe told them, even in this case, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you a situation where you cannot make ishtadlus, Al Tiro, Hisyatzvu Ru'as Yeshuas Hashem, Hashem Yilochem Lechem, Va'atem Tacharishun, even if you do nothing, you don't do anything on your part, on your behalf, Afal Pikein, you will still see a Yeshua. This inyan of ishtadlus is a very interesting thing that we find by Yosef HaTzadik. By Yosef HaTzadik, we find a very interesting medrash. The medrash says, "Vayi mikeitch nesayim yomim." What's mikeitch nesayim? So the pasuk says, "Ahoy dechsev, Ashrei agever asher som Hashem miftachoi, velo yifona erahovim v'shotei chozov." Ashrei agever asher som Hashem miftachoi ze Yosef. And because he said, "Kiim zachartani v'skartani," he had another 2 years added to his sentence. So the kasha is, the Medrash calls him Ashrei HaGever Asher Som Hashem Miftachoi. Ze Yosef HaTzadik. But because he says Kim Zechartani, that's why. So is he a Beteich Vashem or is he not a Beteich Vashem? So the Kliyoker explains a very interesting thing. Avad and Avada, Yosef Atzadik was the Gevaldige Beteich Vashem. Where did Yosef go wrong, so to speak, Lufi Matrigose? Yosef Atzadik went wrong by the inyan of Ishtadlus. Because Yosef Atzadik, he was sitting in jail, not in jail, in the pit, literally in the boer. He was sitting there for 10 years. No rights, no lawyers, no Red Cross. He was there, mamash, alone. No one knew about him. Finally, after 10 years, he has an opportunity of these two people that have a kesher to the king, and he interpreted their chulam. So he found a way, a Pesach, to do his shtablus. So what was wrong with that? So the Kliyoker said, what was wrong with that was the ki'im. What's ki'im? Ki'im, the Kliyoker learns pshat, that my only way out is zechartani viskartani. I don't see another way out, and this is my only way out. So lemaise, even if a person does his shtadlus, and a person is supposed to do his shtadlus, but for a person to think that this is the only way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has many, many ways. And there are many things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can do, even if we can't even think about. Like, for example, Kriyas Yamsuf. Kriyas Yamsuf, we would never think about it. Now we know about it, but it's something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, even though we couldn't think about it. So the Kliyoker explains that Yosef HaTzadik's problem was that he made his shtadlus, but his shtadlus was a bit too much by the fact of having to say ki'im, that this is the only way out. So now when it came to Kriyas Yamsuf, the Bnei Yisrael were masakan his chet, so to speak, by the fact that even without doing any ishtadlus, they still were Beteach Vashem. And because they found themselves in a matzav of not being able to do any ishtadlus, and in the beginning taka they lost themselves, but Moshe Rabbeinu told them, this is the lesson. This is your tikkun now, that you should be able to have a Betochan Vashem even without any ishtadlus. So with this we can understand the famous medrash that all the Svarim bring down. Hayom ra'o vayonois, ma ra'o aroyne shel Yosef. What's the connection of aroyne shel Yosef? The pshat is azoy. That hayom ra'o vayonois, Klal Yisrael came to the yam. And as Chazal tell us, they jumped in with a gevaldige bitochen. Nachshon ben Aminadov jumped in even though it wasn't yet split. Why did he jump in? Not because he wanted to commit suicide. He jumped in because Moshe Rabbeinu told him, Yatzvaru, and you just go, and you have Bitochen Bashem, even though you can't do any Ishtadlus. So now, the Tzidkes of Yosef HaTzadik was Nishlam, because now they were Mesaken, the Chet of Yosef HaTzadik, with the Inyan of Ishtadlus, and therefore, they had the Schos of Yosef, together with their Bitochen, is Ayom Ro, Vayono, Isma Ro, Aroina Shel Yosef. So this is the Inyan of the Shvi Shel Pesach, which is Be'etzem Inyan of the continuation of the Limud of the Amunim B'tochen. As we said, one is the Etzem Limud and one is the B'tzadik V'menosa Yichya. And this is why it's a continuation of Pesach, but there is a separate reason. So basically we have these two pshatim of how to explain the Inyan of Shvi Shel Pesach, which is Be'etzem a separate reason, but it's a continuation. One pshat was that this was a culmination of the Don Anoichi, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the beginning, he warned Paroi, and he gave him chances, and then after Paroi proved that he's not interested, and even after letting them out, he had the audacity to run after them, this is why he deserved the punishment, and this was the union of the Shvi Shel Pesach as the Don Anoichi. Or the pshat is that Be'etzem, this was all a continuation of the limit of Emunah that we had, which started off with the Inyan of Yetzias Mitzrayim, which came through the Makkas, and then it finished off with the Inyan of the Kriyas Yamsuf, which gave us the Chizuk and the Emunah, not only to know about Emunah, not only to learn about Emunah, but to be able to live with Emunah, which is something that we, even today, we have that a person has to be able not only to know about Emunah B'tochen, but to be able to live and actually apply it to our daily lives, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help us that in the schus of providing such a yomtiv, we should be able to mechazek ourselves in Emunah, and b'zoicha l'chol ha'brachos ha'ksuvos b'Torah.
Ich habe noch